Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about experiencing life now. I know a lot of people that are in relationships, and their significant other stops them from pursuing their passions. Sometimes it's consciously, sometimes it's subconsciously, but one way or another, they're prevented from doing things that they love to do because they feel like, you know, their partner is going to either be angry at them, is going to push back at them, is not going to let them go. Whatever the reason is, it's a tough situation to be in. And I've been in relationships like this that were just all-encompassing, and I felt like often I lost myself and I almost felt like I was living someone else's life. Well, I know that I'm very fortunate because my wife understands my passions in life and she shares a lot of those passions with me. But at the same time, she realizes that it's important for us to spend some time away doing things that we enjoy separately. So I have this passion for live music. I love going to concerts and she could take it or leave it. You know, she doesn't hate it, but she doesn't love it like I do. But she does honor my passion by giving me the space to go. If I want to go to a show, she doesn't get in my way. She wants me to live my life and wants me to be happy. Now, there's some things that she enjoys that I don't. And one of them is scrapbooking. It's not my thing. I don't really get it, but she loves it. And she goes with her friends and they'll spend, you know, a day or two just, you know, in a room in a hotel in a ballroom, just doing this stuff. And so what I found is that it's healthy for both of us individually to be able to have these separate passions that we can pursue, but it's also healthy for our relationship because we have something to bring back. So regardless of where you are, if you feel like you need some space, share this idea with your partner. Have them listen to this podcast and allow it to be a catalyst for what should be or should become a heartfelt discussion around the idea. But it's so important that you're with somebody that lets you pursue your passions because that's what we have in life. That's what keeps us going. And if you don't pursue those things, then a part of you just dies. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe on iTunes or on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I just ask you for the opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And just commit. Join me for a few minutes a day. That's all it takes. It will keep you on the path towards getting where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment to get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about the idea of experiences versus things in life. But for today, I just want you to look at your relationship and identify, what does your significant other stop you from following your passions? And if the answer to that is yes, it's time to have an open discussion about it. And why not use this podcast as a catalyst to get that started? If you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just log on to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.